Hello and welcome to your Sunday supplement. It's your regular look back at the events of the past 7 days and you look forward to what's coming up over the next week. The team today is assistant editor Carl Jones, video editor James Shaw. Now we've had a busy week in the newsroom, and one of the most sort of fun events and things that people have been talking about was a Top Gear challenge. The people involved in that are here in this room at the moment. Carl, I think it was one of your brainwaves and you thought, let's find out who gets there quickest and so on.
Well, yeah, I had the easy bit, Andy. I just come up with the idea and then send some poor unsuspecting reporters and writers out to do it. So there was yourself, James, and our colleague Ben Bentley, and the idea I had was that let's start at one end of the county and see if we can get to the other. Who can get there the quickest, the cheapest, the least stressful way? So there was one, you on a bike, Andy on a bike, James took the car but had to avoid A roads, and Ben tried the train. It was quite surprising results, wasn't it?
It was. I think we would all have expected James to get there first. In fact, though, James, you were handicapped and didn't go on the A road, so ended up in Shawbury.
Yeah, absolutely. I made a cracking start, came through much Wenlock up to Atcham that way, headed towards Shawbury and basically hit a brick wall at Shawbury where the A53 was, and just basically got lost in this little Bermuda Triangle between the A53, I think it was the A41 and the A442, and I was bouncing around Tiberton, Cold Hatton, those sort of areas for about 2 hours.
Now you can still read about that. The feature for that is online at ShropshireStyle.com, and that's at the Lifestyle tab, and there's also a video of that, so you can check that out as well over the weekend. There's plenty more to look forward to. I think the football season, James, you've been following the start of that.
Absolutely. It's a big kick-off this weekend for the Premiership sides, and obviously the big talking point around is Wolves getting back into the Premiership for the first time since, I think it was 2003-2004. But this time I think they've got a bit of better chance of staying in there, Carl.
Well, they see they've got an early... I mean, as a die-hard Wolves fan, I'm delighted to see they've got slightly... You can't have easy fixtures in the Premier League, but obviously West Ham this weekend just gone. Then we've got Wigan, which is a winnable game. I don't think we'll get much out of Manchester City, but we've got Hull and Fulham. None of the big six to play before September, October. So I'm hoping we do a Hull City this year and we've got enough points in the start of the season to see us through the slide after Christmas.
Absolutely. Do you think they've got a better chance of staying this time than they did last time?
I think for two reasons. Yes, I probably do. One, because we've got a couple of goal scorers who've got potential Premiership pedigree, Ebanks, Blake and Kevin Doyle. And the other one, because there's some quite weak-ish teams in the Premier League. Portsmouth seem to be in free fall. Wigan, now they've lost Steve Bruce. Hull haven't got much form coming in. And then the three promoted teams. So I think there's about seven or eight teams battling to avoid those three bottom spots. And they've got a chance. I wouldn't put much money on it as an eternal Wolverhampton pessimist, but they've got a chance.
Now, in addition to the Premiership action from the weekend, which, of course, you can read about online, there was also plenty of people at Shrewsbury for the Flower Show. That took place in the Quarry. There were big presence there, lots of youngsters who were taking part in Star Gardens, and you can read about that again online and see some of the pictures in the galleries. There's more coming up next week, and Carl, I think you've got a list of what to look forward to next week.
Yeah, well, on the Top Gear theme, I suppose we should... continue that. Our Autostar supplement is a busy time for us because we've got the new 59 registration plates coming up at the moment, so the dealers are hoping for a decent lift, and the scrappage schemes so far helped see them through the worst of the summer slump. So
been some brilliant deals, I think, with cars. And we did one Mito, for instance, you can get for £9,000 and things like that. Ridiculous prices.
And it's the feeling that people in Shropshire seem to have now. They've just got that confidence back a little bit to trade in some cars, and of course it's the older cars that involve families that don't tend to be the ones that replace their cars every year, so the dealers seem quite happy with that. We'll be looking a little bit more on that on Friday. We've got a big feature on used cars, which are also starting to see their values creeping up, and a piece on the local dealers. It's also a busy time on the education front. We've got O-levels and A-level results coming up soon. On Thursday we'll have the second week of our six-week prospectus series, which will include a look at what to do if you do or don't get the grades you're hoping for. Do you take the further education route? What sort of vocational training is available now in Shropshire? So we'll be looking at that. And if you haven't had your holiday yet, well, Ben, our intrepid train traveller, has also been out in his motorhome to find out whether you can get value for money by staycationing this year. He's taken his motorhome around various parts of Shropshire and Mid Wales to hopefully prove that you can enjoy yourself on holiday without travelling to the other side of the world. His feature on that will be in tomorrow.
So there's lots to look forward to next week. Thanks very much indeed, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 7 days' time.